عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. عيد مبارك، أسعد الله أيامكم on this beautiful occasion of عيد الغدير, which is tomorrow inshallah. Tonight is the eve of the Eid, and it has a special أعمال, special prayers. You can find it in مفاتيح الجنان, and inshallah we have the celebration on Saturday night here and on Sunday at Mason Regional Park in Irvine. Inshallah we will see you there. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام. سورة يونس آية 15 and 16. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا ائت بقرآن غير هذا أو بدله قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم قل لو شاء الله ما تلوته عليكم ولا أدراكم به فقد لبثت فيكم عمرا من قبله أفلا تعقلون صدق الله العلي العظيم. In this verse, Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse number 15. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. When the Prophet rehearses the words of God, the words of this book, the Holy Quran, in a very plain and a clear language, بَيِّنَات, very obvious, very plain. قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا, those who have no hope in meeting us tomorrow on the day of judgment, those who disbelieve in the day of judgment, they say the following: ائت بقرآن غير هذا أو بدل, bring us another book, we don't like this book, this book there is too much restrictions, prohibitions in this book. Don't do this, don't say that, don't approach this, don't worship this. So please bring us another book. This book does not work for us. ائتي بقرآن غير هذا أو بدل, change it. قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي. Say to them, يا رسول الله, say to your community that I cannot change the book out of my own desire. This is something that has been given to me by God. This is the revelation of God. This is not something that I have written. قُلْ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أُبَدِّلَهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. I only follow what God has revealed to me. So this is not something out of my desire. What I have in this book and what I am telling you is from this book, which is the revelation of God. Now, few points in this regard. Point number one, some of the people who are stubborn, who are the stubborn who do not, those who do not want to listen to the truth. The stubborn are those who follow their own desire. They don't follow the truth. They don't follow justice. They don't follow logic. They follow their own desire. And someone can be stubborn who's 2 years old, or 10 years old, or 20 years old, or 40 years old, or 60 years old, or even 90 years old. Sometimes people think that only children are stubborn, they don't listen. No. Not necessarily only children. We have some adult, some youth, some middle age, old age, men, women, some of them are non-educated, some of them are very educated. Some of them are poor, some of them are wealthy. They become stubborn. They don't like to listen to the logical discourse. They have an idea in their mind and they defend this idea at any cost. This is inad, stubbornness. This is inad. So those people, some of them, they want the book, this book, the Holy Quran, to follow them. They don't want to follow the book. Are you with me? This is the difference. People who have good intention, people who are submissive to God, they listen to the Quran. But people who are non-submissive to God, they want the Quran to listen to them. They want God to listen to them and follow them. They don't want to follow God. One time I was sitting in an airplane. Next to me, there was an American sitting next to me. He asked me, "Are you a religious minister?" I said, "Yes." "What religion?" I said to him, "Islam." He said, "I have a problem with Islam." I said, "Only one problem? It's good if you have one problem." He said, "But the problem is very big." I said, "What is it?" He said, "In Islam, you advocate, in your religion, you advocate submissiveness to God. You surrender to God. You submit yourself completely to God. Absolute submissiveness. And I don't like this. This is not good. I'm a free man. I don't want someone to control me." I said to him, "You don't want to be submissive to God, but I am sure you are submissive to your own wife. You listen to your wife. Your wife controls you. Don't tell me I don't want to be submissive to God. In this life, you are submissive to the law. Aren't you submissive to the law? Can you drive the way you like here? You can't do that. There is a speed limit. Can you do anything you like in the community, in the society, even at your own house that you own it with your own money? Sometimes the association, it tells you what to do and what not to do, although you own the house. So you have to listen. Second, God is not a dictator. When God tells you don't drink, it's for you, not against you. When God tells you don't gamble, it is for you, not against you. When God tells you not to break the law, not to abuse yourself, this is for you, not against you. So he's not a dictator. He's not a dictator. So there were some people always, at any time, they want this book to follow their desire. They don't want to follow the Quran or God. This is an example in verse number 15, an example of them. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا ائْتِ بِقُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا أَوْ بَدِّلْهُ. We don't like this book. Change it. We don't like this book. There were a group who came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Mecca.
اللهم صل على محمد.
They said to him, "Ya Muhammad, we would follow you provided that you bring a book that respects our idols. Because in your book, Your book is very offensive to our idols, Asnam. So go change it. Bring a book that respects our idols, then we would listen to you. Then we would listen to you. The Prophet said, first of all, this is revelation from Allah. Second, idol worshipping, idolatry, and Islam, they do not get along. One of them is, Islam is based on monotheism, tawheed. Idolatry is based on what? Polytheism, shirk. And they don't get along. They don't get along. When you worship idols, you submit yourselves to the idols. I submit myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a big difference. There is a huge difference. So I cannot change this book. It's not up to me. I have given this book to pass it to you. Not to change it. Not to modify this book. Not to modify it. And we have the example of this group in all societies, at all times. Even now, I have spoken with some Muslims who say, I wish the Quran is modified, becomes like the Bible. We change, for instance, hijab is not mentioned here, zakat is not mentioned, jihad. Make it American-friendly book, you know. We have this example. Those are the Muslims. The non-Muslims, Israel, 50 years ago, they sent a delegation to Jamal Abdel Nasser, the Egyptian president, back in the 60s, saying to him that we will give you money. There are verses that anti-Semitic in this book. Remove them. Modify this book. Because we want to create, build bridges with the Muslims. As long as you have these verses that they think it is anti-Semitic. It's not anti-Semitic. It's not. It's not anti-Semitic. But they think it's anti-Semitic. Anti-Jews. It's not anti-Jews. So remove them from the Quran. And we are ready to give, at that time, 50, 60 years ago, millions of dollars. And we will reproduce the book. We will reprint it in Israel and distribute this book. If you are worried about the cost, if you are worried about the cost of the printing, we will sponsor that. See, we have these mentalities. When they don't like something, let's change it. Rather than trying to understand it, understand what Allah is saying, and accept it, and try to change themselves, they come to the book and they want to change it. And this is why, my friends, you know, now you know the difference between Quran and other books. Other books have been changed. Have been changed, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Torah, the Injil, the Gospels. They were changed because of the desire of the people. Because people who are influential, they don't want to follow the rules of God set for them by God. Even today in the church in America and elsewhere. Same-sex marriage today in many churches, it has been blessed and accepted, and they perform it in the church, same-sex marriage. While in their own book, if they read the book, it is banned. It is considered a sin. The same thing with the Jewish community. There is a rabbi in Los Angeles. I read this article in the Los Angeles Times. Despite his congregation rejecting this, he says, no, there is no problem with me. Today we live in a different world, in an open world. So we have to accept this. And I am ready to solemnize the same-sex marriage in the synagogue, in the Jewish synagogue. They change it. Why? Because some people, they don't like it. So what? They don't like it. Let them change themselves. Can we say to the American government, I don't like this law, change it because I don't like it, me and my family. Would they listen to me? They say, get lost. We have to respect the law of the land. So this problem existed during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some people, they commercialized religion. They thought that they can change the divine law by their money, by their influence, by their politics. So the Prophet had to listen to them and bring a law, a modified law, that serves their own narrow interests. Allah says, I don't do that. قُلْ مَا يَكُونُ لِي I cannot, never, it's up to me. مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أُبَدِّلَهُ مِنْ تِلْقَاءِ نَفْسِي إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُحَى إِلَيْهِ This is what I am telling you. I have been instructed by Allah to follow this. To follow these strict rules. You have to respect it. Try to change yourself. Try to look at what you are doing and find your faults and change yourself. So, why they want to change the book? Where is it? The Quran gives the answer. قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءً Very beautiful. Allah says those who do not believe in the Akhirah, it's a big problem. Because the one who does not believe in the Akhirah, in the hereafter, it means he does not believe in God. It means he does not believe in the entire religion. Furthermore, it means that he or she do not believe in the accountability and responsibility. Just like the American friend in the airplane who told me, I don't like Islam because I don't like to follow someone. They don't like to be responsible. People who do not believe in Akhirah, they don't like the spirit of responsibility. They want to be free in their desires, in their actions, in their behavior. They want to be free. So they don't believe in the Akhirah. Because Akhirah teaches us the first thing we learn from the belief in the hereafter, in the Day of Judgment, that we are responsible for everything we say and everything we do. We are responsible. Today, what did you do today? You are accountable for it. Whether you did that in public, in a private, whether you said something, whether you saw something, whether you heard something, whether you reacted to something, you are accountable. You will see it right before your eyes. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ Allah says in the Holy Quran, every individual, كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ We bring his book, his file, it is attached to his neck. Your file of the FBI, the intelligence service, they bring it, everything you did, they attach it to your neck on the Day of Judgment. أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ يَلْقَاهُ what? مَنْشُورًا أحسنت. And then we bring that book on the Day of Judgment, we open it for him and we say to him, اقرأ كتابك. Read what you did in this life. Look at what you did in this life for 8 years. Look into this book. اقرأ كتابك. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. حسيب means controller. Someone who holds you accountable. You will be accountable for what you did. And you will hold yourself responsible. You yourself, on that day, you hold yourself responsible. You don't need someone to hold you responsible. You're going to do that for yourself. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيب. This is why when we believe in the Akhirah, we become good people. Because we know there is a price. There is a price for everything we say and everything we do. I have a friend who came to America and he got a credit card for the first time in his life. You know, back home, you carry cash with you. Always you pay cash. Nobody pays with a credit card. And when the cash is over, alhamdulillah, you don't purchase anything. You wait until you get some money. Here in this country, you have in your wallet small card, very small. Wherever you go, you swipe the card and they charge. So he got the credit card and he was so happy. He thought this is civilization, modernity. He's very civilized now. Happy that he has a small card in his pocket. So he kept going and purchasing things, left and right, left and right, left and right. Until the end of the month, he gets the bill. Wow, what's this? He almost had a heart attack when he saw the bill. He tells me. He says, I looked at the bill. Wow, is this real? Yeah, and he didn't keep the receipts, you know. He threw them away. So he forgot what he purchased. On the day of judgment, it will be the same. Here we speak left and right. We act left and right. We do this and we do that left and right. On the day of judgment, the book says, you did this, all these things. There is a price. For everything we did, there is a price. Nothing can get away with God's judgment and God's justice and God's accountability. Sometimes here we throw words left and right. We abuse people, we accuse them, we tell lies, and we think nothing happened. But these are recorded in a book. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ هَرْ حَرْفِكَ مِزَانِينَ هَرْ عَمَلِ هَرْ کرداری ما در این یک کتابی اینجا جمع کردیم براتون. روز قیامت هم اینا رو میبینید. You will see everything you said. Everything. Sometimes we say things we forget. We abuse people verbally, physically, emotionally, and then we forget. 2 days later we forget. God does not forget. God does not forget. So the belief in the Akhirah keeps me under control. I know I cannot escape punishment. So if I do something bad, I have to resort immediately to restoration. I have to fix the damage I did to myself and to others immediately. I should not wait until I die. Until death, it is too late. Too late. إن أتبعوا إلا ما يوحى إلي إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم. The Prophet tells them, listen, even me, who's the messenger of God, the closest one to God, if I commit a sin and I change one single verse in this book, I will be punished. إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب عظيم عذاب يوم عظيم. I fear God would hold me responsible and he will punish me on that day. So I have no right to change anything in this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse about the Prophet. Some people, they have suspicion that maybe the Prophet, he put this out of his desire. He put this, inserted this verse, this law, this injunction. Allah says, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ. If this man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he fabricates, taqawwal means fabricates out of himself, fabricates some statements on my behalf, God says on my behalf, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ. We would hold him with his right arm. It's a metaphor. Metaphor, this is a metaphor. لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينِ. We will cut off his jugular vein. We will destroy him, this man. The man that we love him so much, if one day he dares to say something wrong on behalf of God, he will be punished immediately. Immediately. So the Prophet does not say anything out of his own desire. Whatever he says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يوحى. Then number 16 and I conclude. قل لو شاء الله ما تلوته عليكم ولا أدراكم به فقد لبثت فيكم عمرا من قبله أفلا تعقلون. The Prophet says to his community, this book that God has sent you, it's for your goodness and your interest and your salvation. It's not for God's benefit. God is not benefiting from sending the book to you. God is not opening a business called religion and he's profiting out of this business. You are the one who are profiting. Allah says the hadith, hadith al-Qudsi, يا عبادي ما خلقتكم لأربح عليكم بل خلقتكم لتربحوا عليه. My servants, I did not create you to make a profit out of you. I created you so you make a profit out of me. You make a profit out of me. To get my blessing, my guidance, my mercy. We are making a profit out of God. He's not making any profit. He's ghani. He's ghani. And this is exactly what he said to Musa. One day God said to Musa, oh Musa, tell your community, Bani Israel, tell them. Tell them if the entire people of the globe, they reject God and they disbelieve in God, God would not be hurt. Don't think God will sit there, oh, nobody is worshipping me today, I'm sad. Nobody's paying his zakat or fasting. He would not do that. One day God did exist and none of us existed. None of us, no church, no temple, no synagogue, no. None. He didn't feel lonely. He didn't feel lonely. God is not like us. God is not an attention seeker. He's not surviving on us. We are surviving on him. We need him. He's ghani, self-sufficient. This is the main point when I discuss with the Christian friends about Jesus. I said to them, listen. The difference between Islam and Christianity, I can epitomize this in one single sentence. In Islam, we believe God is self-sufficient. God is self-sufficient, ghani. So God cannot be Jesus, because Jesus is not self-sufficient. Jesus needs to eat, he needs to sleep, he needs to use the bathroom, he needs to talk to people, he feels lonely. Jesus is not the Son of God, neither God. He's a human being. Yes, divinely inspired by God, sent by God, messenger of God, holy man. That's right. But he's not God. God is different. God is self-sufficient. God does not need anything, including himself. If you read Dua al-Imam al-Hussein on the day of Arafah, just 8 days ago, 9 days ago, Dua, the beautiful Dua, supplication of Imam Hussein, in that Dua there is a piece, a sentence, that says, Ilahi, you don't even need yourself, let alone me. He's self-sufficient. He's self-sufficient. So here the Prophet says, this book is for you. And God, he could have not sent this book to you. Yes, as he's guiding you, he had the freedom of choice not to send you any guidance. So when he decided to send this book, it was for you, not against you. This is for you. You are not doing him a favor. He's doing you a favor by sending this book. And then he says, some of them said to him, Ya Muhammad, this book is your work. Don't say this is the work of God. The Prophet is saying, فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا I lived among you for 40 years. You never heard in these 40 years, you never heard any sentence, anything of this book for 40 years. All of a sudden, at the age of 40, I started giving you the book. So if this was my work, I authored this book, I compiled this book. Why you did not hear anything about it for up to 40 years? Why? This means that this is not my book. This is revelation of Allah, and Allah sent me to you at the age of 40. فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا من قبله أفلا تعقلون. And inshallah we will continue on Surah Yunus in the upcoming weeks. Tomorrow inshallah we have Salatul Jumu'ah at 1 p.m. And inshallah in the evening the youth, they have their own program of Ghadir tomorrow evening inshallah, Friday night. And we have our celebration, the grand celebration of Eid al-Ghadir on Saturday night inshallah, I think at 7 p.m. or 6:45 inshallah. So we urge you to participate for the Ghadir celebration. And on Sunday we have this flyer, the Eid Carnival. It will be at Mason Regional Park, shelter number 1. That is on Sunday, October 4th, beginning at 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. with a variety of activities and, you know, programs for the adult, for the kids, for the youth. Haj Samir, may Allah bless him. He worked hard with his brothers and sisters. They worked hard to prepare for this Eid Carnival. So we ask you to invite your neighbors, your friends, the Muslims, non-Muslims, to come and celebrate this joyful occasion with us. And we're going to begin immediately after Muharram, inshallah, the classes of Ahlul Bayt Islamic Seminary. Islamic Seminary, the Islamic College, here at IECOC, 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m. And we will teach inshallah the fiqh, Islamic law, usul al-fiqh, the principle of the law, Islamic law, and Arabic literature, and aqa'id, Islamic ideology or theology, and also ulum al-Qur'an, the Quranic sciences, not just science, but sciences, different sciences of the Quran, and ilm al-hadith, the science of hadith. So these 6 subjects are going to be taught, inshallah, in 3 days a week, beginning November 9th, for 12 weeks, inshallah, for 12 weeks. This is the first semester, and there is tuition for that, and registration, and there is a website for it. I don't have the website with me, but if you give me a second, I can give you the website. Those who are serious about studying continuing, because this requires continuation, and it is really serious. So we want you, those who are really serious, they can register, they can go to the website, which is www.aisoc.org, which is Ahlul Bayt Islamic Seminary, Orange County. AISOC, they can find the details about registration and other relevant things. On Saturday, we're going to have a guest speaker. As Haj Samir mentioned, I discovered this guest speaker maybe last year. They invited me to Denver, Colorado for a speech. And I discovered that the Imam of the center, his name, real name was Omar al-Farouq, from the city of Mosul. Mosul, which is under the control of ISIS now, northern Iraq. And alhamdulillah, من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives gifts to specific people. Sometimes He gives children, sometimes money, sometimes a beautiful house, sometimes a beautiful husband or wife. And sometimes Allah gives above all these things, He gives hidayah and guidance. And the best type of hidayah, the best type, the super type of hidayah is the hidayah to the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So Allah extended this guidance to this Shaykh Omar al-Farouq, and he changed his name into Sheikh Ali Farooq. And he will come and address us, inshallah, on Saturday for Eid. He's coming for Friday prayers tomorrow, flying out of Denver. And on Saturday, inshallah, he will be with us. And also, I will be speaking on Saturday. Allahumma akhbar al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat. Let's recite Amman Yujibu al-Muftar. You were in my dua, believe me, my friends. I mentioned your names, most of you, those that I know their names, I mentioned it in the shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Abu al-Fadl Abbas, shrine of Imam Hussein, and the Kadhimain. So you were in my dua. Tonight is Laylatul Jum'ah. Let's pray, raise our hands, and recite Amman Yujib al-Muhtar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahman ar-Rahim. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله اللهم اكشف السوء عنا اللهم اقض حوائجنا اللهم اقض حوائج المحتاجين من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. Before I conclude, I invite Haj Samir for his final word with you. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.